about Midland and your experience there. Now, so far we've talked a lot about your 12 years in mostly rural schools in Indiana and Ohio and Michigan. And was it about 1936 that you moved to Midland and got that $1,400 a year, right? Yes. Why don't you tell us some of your experiences in Midland in the public schools, like especially what schools you taught in the city of Midland?
Well, the first 12 years, I taught at what was the old Second Ward and later changed to Thompson School. It has since been raised, and I left the year that they discontinued school. The first year there was, I think, the most difficult year I ever taught. I had just finished my degree in Mount Pleasant, and they just knocked all the props out from under me. ways that I had of doing things, ways that I felt brought results. But it was considered passé, and wasn't supposed to do it that way anymore. Well, then, when I came to Midland, I didn't know just how deep they were in this new method. Some schools wouldn't stand for it, and I didn't know how far I dared go in Midland to be considered an up-to-date teacher or too far out. And I had quite a few retarded boys in the room that were real troublemakers. And between those boys and not getting my feet on the ground all year, I was almost a nervous wreck at the end of the school year. And I had a lot of supervision, which I wasn't used to. And altogether, just almost made me despair that I ever would be kept in Midland. I had no idea that I ever would be here for 24 years at that time. During the war, the children got interested in writing letters to soldiers. So different ones would bring in the names of some of their friends or relatives who were in the service, and we would write letters to them. And the boys just seemed thrilled to get a bunch of letters from the children. And those years, I had the best letter writers that I ever had because there was a real reason for writing. And some of them really were funny. I'm sure the boys must have gotten quite a kick out of some of those letters. But they really did enjoy it. And I felt it was a good citizenship project. It helped them to think of other people. And it also gave them a real incentive to write. So many times when we ask them to write letters in school, they're just writing to people that never will get the letters. And it's just an exercise, really, in penmanship is what it really amounts to.
Mm-hmm.
But here, they really had an incentive. And it was just surprising how well they developed their letter writing ability. It just really was fun to do it, too.
What other activities did the children have during the war in Midland here that they went into?
Well, there were scrap drives. We had those. And paper drives. And they tried to see which room could be tops and saving stamps. They'd bring their money to school for saving stamps. And, that I guess was the big thing as far as I can recall now.
You did mention earlier about the clothing the children brought.
Yes, that was for the Filipino children.
Was that during the war?
Yes, mm-hmm. It was. And they brought good used clothing or if they wanted new things. You know, we got some nice letters back from over there. Little souvenirs from there. And we did a lot of things. And one year, made their own costumes as carol singers, and we had a little program, and made a big bass viol and high stovepipe hats, and we just had lots of fun doing things like that. The Indians, sometimes they dressed up as Indians. One time at Thanksgiving time, we got them all outfitted in some kind of colonial outfits, and we had a colonial school.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody sitting on the dunce stool with a dunce hat. And
tell me, in comparing children that you taught in Midland with the other states and the other schools, how would you compare the community of Midland as far as ability?
I had some very, very fine students here. Well, I had some that were nice every place that I
uh-huh.
taught.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the children here have had more advantages. I don't think the children were really any brighter than I had other places. They just had more advantages to cultivate their
mm-hmm.
abilities.
Do you feel this was because they lived in Midland, or
I think
what reason?
They had so much more of a background to work from. They traveled a lot. Their parents were college people. And
because of Dow, I would suppose.
Yes, and of course their environment, the books and things around them, and travel and all, they had more opportunities to learn, to develop their own native ability.
Do you feel, was Midland, were the Midland Public Schools better equipped, would you think, for school?
Well,
textbooks or things like
of
that?
Of course, I think they were, because they had more money to work with. The other places would have done more if they would have had the money, but there was, so many of them were poor, and they just weren't able financially.
I'm sure they did what they could.
They did as much as they could.
Sure. But Midland was a little more prosperous
than
the city.
They should have been better.
Sure.
Because they had more to work with, and they were.
Okay.
It was difficult to get used to was the smell. It just seemed to me like I couldn't stand that awful smell. And at night I'd close the windows and I'd cover up my head in bed and I could still smell it. And I didn't know how I was ever going to get used to it. But they say you learn to hang if you hang long enough. So I hung around Midland long enough till I got used to it.
They did improve it over the years, didn't they?
Yes, it did. I either am used to it or else it isn't as bad. I don't know which.
I think it's a little better than it used to be from what I've heard.
I know if you're quite a distance away, you can smell it before you can see it.
Poor Midland. Bread and butter, right?
They call it the million-dollar odor.
Yeah, I guess it is, too. I guess it's really helped our Midland schools, though.
It has. No, well, Midland wouldn't have been much better off than a lot of other places if it hadn't been for all the tax money that has come in from the chemical company.
And I'm sure you definitely saw that as you moved into
a that was why I was able to get $1,400 a year.
Yeah, rich community. So I guess we're all thankful to live in a community that's affluent.
Yes.
That's fine.
There's a lot of good things about it, and of course it brings in another element, too, that one wishes was different sometimes.
Well, I really appreciate you letting us interview you like this.
Well, you're perfectly welcome. I hope that I helped you.
You have very much. Thank you, Miss Richie.
You're very welcome.